Hey, Sam.
Hey Sam, how are you?
Good, you?
Hello, I am Sam Simo.
Hi, I'm Sam Carey.
And this is Good You Therapy Podcast, where we talk about counseling, mental health, and all the
Therapy.
beautiful therapy things, and just spreading mental health awareness, whether it's to other clinicians or to people interested in learning more about themselves or about going to counseling. So thank you for joining us today. Sam, what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to spend a little bit of time just giving you guys kind of updates on like where we're at, what's going on, because there's going to be a few changes. And then we're going to talk a little bit about like mental health dips and what it looks like when you're doing good and you kind of fall off the wagon, different ways that we can kind of try to like reset and just the stigma and the shame around that and how we're kind of trying to get away from that.
And I'm excited about this episode because I don't know about you, but March has felt like 3 years in a month.
February and March have been so nauseating. I think that's kind of what's got us wanting to talk about mental health dips.
It's almost like it's reflective of where we are right now, almost. So do we let's talk about what's coming up change-wise. Nothing crazy or anything. Just we're gonna start posting our episodes on Wednesdays now, which you are probably finding it out now. And we're also going to be and oh, do we want to announce that we're doing something soon?
Oh,
Giveaway?
like what our next step? Oh, yeah. So we are going to be posting about our giveaway. We have a couple of little prizes, little goodies, little merch. We're going to post like a picture and like a description of what to do. So check out our Instagram page, goodyou.therapy. And it's really just we're going to try to get like a little bit more build up our following and just give away some cool merch so people can have something fun with our logo on it and be matchy matchy with us.
It's so cute. Honestly, Sam has outdone herself and who else has helped with this?
Angel, she's the
Angel.
best. It's a good family friend and she does like lots of cups and shirts and all kinds of stuff for her for us and yeah, so I reached out to her and I spent like 3 hours redoing our logo, you guys. So I hope you like it. If you don't, please don't tell me.
Actually, this is the one form of feedback we ask you to not give if it's anything but positive. But yes, shout out Sam and Angel for, putting together the cutest merch. I cannot wear, cannot wait to wear the shirt that you made. I'm so excited. So,
Yay.
that's the updates for this week. And Sam, how do you want to start off today's episode with plummets and slip ups on your mental health journey?
So, I'll be real. I don't mind starting off talking about with like what's going on with me because it's been a rough couple years just in general, and I know that sounds very vague, but like people that have been around know that it has been a rough couple years. But coming back once I like the end of last semester or even just last semester in general, like, oh my God, I felt so good. I was in like the best internship sites ever. I was feeling so confident. I was like, wow, amazing, feeling great. Like marriage feeling great, friendships feeling great, like everything just going so well. And we went to Asia and that was a little bit bumpy. We got a little sick. It was a little chaotic, but like we had a really cool trip to Asia. And then we got home and I was like, wow, like I'm starting this new job. It's my dream job. And like me and Sam are starting this podcast. Like we're just, wow, everything is like on top of the world, right? Like I was taking care of myself. I was feeling good, living life. And February just kicked me in the teeth so hard. So like I lost between February 4th and March 9th, I lost two grandmothers, one who like raised me, my aunt, and I found out about a client, my first client that had passed away previously, but I didn't find out about it until then. And then I went to this conference, which was amazing, but it was also super emotionally taxing and overwhelming. And I took so much away from it, but that was kind of in the middle of all that. So I have really found myself just in a place of like, you know, we've been struggling to keep up with like podcast episodes. And, you know, I had to take off a lot of work because of all the family deaths and things. And so it's really been the last like 2 weeks of things being kind of chill. I've been trying to take an inventory and say, okay, like, what do I need? Because I've been like doom scrolling and just like my screen time has gone up. So that happened. If you could check my screen time and tell how my mental health is.
Yes. Yes. Same. Same. Yeah.
So I've been looking at like my screen time and noticing that that's just super up. I've been noticing like my energy levels have been really down. Like my sleep has been really poor, all that. So I've been trying to like take an inventory and see like where I can make some like very slow, gentle changes, because I'm not feeling like physically or mentally as good as I could here going through this. So I'm like, I want to start moving forward towards like where I was at, you know?
Yes. So, and sometimes it's like hard to have that recognition, I think, too, when we slip up or kind of stumble on our mental health journey, because it's comfy, it's old, you know, coping skills that we used to use that might not be the healthiest coping skills, but, you know, they're familiar. They're comfy, they're easy, but they're also not helpful for us a lot of the time. And then we start feeling really, really crappy. And sometimes it takes someone else to point it out for us, like, hey, you've been doing this a lot. And I'm like, I'm still in my little world. Please leave me here to rot for the next month. Thank you.
Yes. And sometimes it's nice to just like take a minute, right? It's just nice to check out, like with all of that just overwhelming grief and all of the chaos, it's like, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to feel that. I want to like avoid. Hello, gross. Who wants to feel sad and sick? Yes. And I also got COVID in the middle of all that too.
Yes, so. You did.
So no, I get it. Like, just let me rot for a minute.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to face and do this coping skills. Like, and sometimes I feel like the biggest hypocrite when I talk to clients and they're like, that's all hard. I'm like, girl, you're telling me, I know it's rough out here for everybody. And we're all just trying to, you know, get to the next piece. And sometimes it's like, for anyone, if I'm just catching back in, sorry, there was a distraction that completely took us off. So here we are talking about plummeting and self-care. yeah. So I tend to find myself also doom scrolling as one of my key red flags or warning signs, I'd say. I am keen to escapism. Very much. We love a good escapism. I think that I tend to just also, I don't like to, I like, I won't want to be touched. I won't want to be spoken to. I won't, like, I'll literally be like, I need to remain in this box that it only includes me in here for the next 10 hours. And I need to not even know, I don't want anyone to know that I exist right now. I just need to be in this box. Do you ever feel like that?
That is the most validating thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Because so I have this really bad habit, especially around like death and grief, where like when my dad died, you know, in the past, when like my goddaughter died, like I like recluse so hard. So like my husband works 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, right? Which is almost over. Super excited that he's not going to be doing that anymore. Woo! Woo-hoo! But like when he is when he's home, like he came home right after my first grandmother died. And I was like, I love you so much. Please don't look at me.
Missed you. Go away.
Bye. I would literally just go like the bathroom is my safe place. I love just like living in the bathtub. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go in here. And I'd stay in there for like 4 or 5 hours. And then I'd come out and be like,
A
hey,
raisin.
come sit next to me, but don't touch me.
Don't look
Don't
at
eat.
me. Don't talk to
And
me.
poor sweet angel man literally like came home and then left and more chaos happened and then came back home and more chaos happened. And so it was like, it's been like 6 weeks of me being like, ah.
Are we sure we want to have the episode of what it's like to be married to a
Oh,
counselor?
yes. We're going to do a whole episode, you guys, and we're going to bring our sweet angel husbands on so they can talk about the thing. Because the thing is, even though we're counselors, like, we still don't have all the healthy coping mechanisms. We still struggle with the same things. And, like, we still have to live a life, man. Like,
Yeah, not only do we struggle with it, but we're constantly riddled with the guilt that we know we are. And because it's like, I know I'm not doing good and I want to not do good right now. And that's
yeah,
my
because
self-care right now.
yeah, yes. And but that's okay. Like, oh my God, there's so much pressure. And I think most people in the mental health field feel that. Like, there's so much pressure. And I tell clients all the time, I'm like, when they're like, well, you know what to do, and you know, I'm like, whoa, buddy, hold up. You know, like I know the theories that I practice from that like explain human behavior, right? I think all behavior is purposeful. I think that we have patterns that create like that replay in life, right? Like I have theories that I practice from that I understand. And that's what I use when I'm working with clients. But like I do not have all the answers. I know like exercises. I know some behaviors are more and less helpful for some people. But like in general, you know you better than I'm ever going to know you.
Exactly.
And I also am a mess. So please, for the love of everything, if anybody takes anything from any of our shows ever, it's that therapists are human and we are messy, just like everybody. I'm probably messier because we know.
Yeah.
And
And so then it's just existential. Then we're just in a crisis because we're like, how am I doing this? And this is literally the profession I live. I've gone to school for this. I should know how to. And you kind of face that at first, I think, or I did anyway. I was like, I should know better. I should do the self-care. And then shoulds are bad for you. Should is just could, but with shame. And so I stopped saying should. I just say that this is where I am right now, and I don't want to freaking do any self-care. I want to lay here and doom scroll and probably scroll past all the things that are going to make me here's my I'll take any piece of self-care I can. So if I'm doom scrolling and I know it's the unhealthy doom scrolling, I'll try my best to not stay on the videos that are like probably not healthy for me to watch. And that might send me into existential thinking. And so I'm like, happy videos, funny videos. Like, that's what I want to see right now. Please restart this whole algorithm. And that's
I'm
my piece of
laughing.
self-care.
It's I literally have a whole like little album on like my Instagram Reels saving thing. So like if I am doom scrolling and I see something that makes me super emotional, I'm like, I'll save this for later. I have a comeback later folder because I saw something the other day that like so hit on like my dad's death and I like felt things and I was like, ooh, nope. You know what? We're not in a feeling mood right now. Save that for when I need to cry later. Okay, thanks.
I just want to laugh.
Show me puppies. Where are the funny puppy videos?
All I see now are really, really sad, awful things that are happening in the world. And I don't want to see that right now. Like, listen, we all need a social media detox at some point. And I do, like, I too have such higher screen time when I am not in a good placement, mental health wise. But all this to say that slip ups, plummets to the ground, and stumbles, all of them are valid. All of them are common. They're
Yes.
honestly like they're part of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we think about like when you think about addiction, we talk so much about relapse. Like, relapse, not every single person who struggles with addiction relapses, but like, I would say it's way more like way more common than not. Like, I don't know many people who are in recovery who have never relapsed, but I'm sure it exists. But my point is, like, that's super common, right? And when we think, I know for me, when I think of like acute mental illnesses, like severe acute mental illnesses, like schizophrenia or like psychotic disorders where people are like struggling with hallucinations and things, like a lot of times, or even bipolar disorder, like people will get on their medicine, they'll feel good, and they're like, okay, I don't need this anymore. People with anxiety and depression, get on your medicine, and then you don't need this anymore. And it's like, I've done that myself back when I was on anxiety medication. Like, you know, sometimes like, oh, I'm good now. And then that can trigger this slip, right? Or it can be grief and loss, or it can be big changes, even though they're good, even good things.
Yes. Like, okay. Can I go? Can I say something with that point exactly? Is that I just got a new job and I'm so excited. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved where I was last. It had beautiful pieces. It had some that definitely were part of the reasons for me moving on. But overall, like my coworkers, my clients, like I loved that piece there. But where I'm going now is just so much better for my mental health. The, you know, time that I'll be working, like it won't be as long of hours. It won't be as stressful of hours. So overall, it's going to be so much better for me. But like, I have been like, oh God, I have so many things that I need to make sure that I, you know, wrap up here at my current job or my now past job. And I don't want to leave any stone unturned here. So panicking over that, but also knowing that I'm about to have this amazing new start, it can feel still really overwhelming.
Yes. And you also have the most beautiful office in the history of ever. But
thanks. I love her.
Yes.
I could live there.
I would live there. It's so nice.
There's turtles out there. And I just watch turtles when I don't, if a client cancels, that's, I'm like, literally, I lean my head on the window and I watch the turtles. How grounding is that? I don't know the last time I've looked outside.
Turtles are grounding. That's self-care. I think that sometimes when we feel super overwhelmed because of really good things, that it's easy to feel like then that's got to be bad or I'm wrong for feeling that, because it's like, wow, this amazing thing. Like, so Tyler getting accepted to the program. So he got accepted into this amazing program and we're going to be moving across the country for him to go to school. And it's an amazing opportunity and we'll still be able to do the podcast. And there's still like so many like good things about it, right? Like, we're going to be in a city and we've been wanting to live somewhere like this. And like, this is his dream. And like, it's a place that we both love. We're going to be moving right outside of Boston. And so like, we're just over the moon excited. There's going to be so many good opportunities for like trainings and stuff. And like my career, I'm still going to be able to keep my job with my clients. So wow, all this amazing news. And I've been so excited. I've been like, maybe it'll be a little scary, but like so excited. And the other day, we were talking and all of a sudden I just start sobbing and I'm like, oh my God, I'm leaving all my friends. I'm leaving my boss that I love, even though like I'll still see her virtually, but like we're besties, you know? Yeah. So all of this, it was just like, oh my God, the overwhelming, like I'm sure you experienced in that grief too. Like these changes and shifts, like even good stuff, there's grief.
Yeah. Oh, I cried when I realized I wasn't going to be working with my coworkers anymore.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye to clients. Yeah, that's the most difficult part about that piece, because while I can tell my coworkers and they understand why I'm leaving, that's not something I'm sharing with my clients in that area. And like that, not that I need to explain that, but like, it's, you know, it's something that feels like naturally, like you want to be like, hey, like, you know, and it's so funny because none of them asked like, well, where are you going? Or like, whatever. It was like, why? Like, why? And I'm like,
We work with teens. So
I know.
Like,
I know.
My heart.
I know.
Dude.
I was like, I don't know, honestly.
When I left my first intern site, I was there for 2 semesters. And when I left, it was so funny because I think I only like got teary-eyed in session with like one or two clients, but I cried after every single final session I had. I was like, everything's fine. And then I'd go in the conference room and some of the other counselors would come in and be like, Sam, and I'm just like, ugh. Even my clients that were like newer, but there were a couple. There was one, and if she's listening, she knows that I bawled in session. I was like, this is a lot, because it's like we care so much and these
Yeah.
are real relationships. Like, you guys may not know us and like the personal pieces, but like we're growing with you and we're learning so much
Yes.
from our clients. And like, oh my God.
I'm so honored to be a part of that piece. I can't tell, I can share that piece and I have, but like sometimes it feels like, especially when you're working, I don't know, maybe especially with teens, when they're like, you have to say that. And I'm like, but I really mean it. It's, I don't have to say anything. Like, I really do care. I do. And so
Yeah.
it's, yeah, it's, yeah, I wish all my clients the best in the world. Like, and so even though I know something beautiful is coming up, it's, all these pieces are also causing me to be like, you know what would be nice is 6 minutes scrolling on TikTok and not cooking any food for myself. And you know what? Let's spend money on DoorDash and buy food and just nothing, and sometimes we need it. And I think that the best thing that we can do for ourselves during that time of slip up is not be so hard on ourselves, being like, God, I'm just, if only I could do my grounding techniques and give myself care and just find it where you can. Like I said, like that little piece of self-care of me trying to not watch videos that I know will make my mental health worse, that's not me, cause that's not causing me too much energy to expend. And that's a win in my book. You know what I mean? Like finding those little wins and just giving yourself grace and knowing that like you're doing a lot right now. And some months come for us hard. And sometimes when it rains, it pours. Someone said that recently. And I was like, I feel like the older you get, the more you realize that saying has a reason for being a saying.
Yes, and you saying that makes me think of another saying. This is what I think the only reason I've been able to keep my sanity the last like 2 months is because what I've just been saying to myself over and over and over, and I'm like, nothing lasts forever. And people always say that, and my therapist, bless his heart, would say that. And like we talked about like Taoist and Buddhist ideas of like, nothing's permanent, existence is suffering, blah blah blah. But like the nothing lasts forever. Nothing. And I, when I was earlier in January, when I was like, wow, I feel so good. But there were moments where I would just like stop and be like, and this is not going to last forever. So I want to
Yeah.
enjoy it. And
Yes.
then, like, every time something bad has happened recently, I'm like, this sucks so bad. I want to throw up and I need to just be in it right now because it's not going to last forever. I'm not going to need to doom scroll forever. But what I think is really important about the plummets and the dips is like, now, there are some mental health diagnoses that are like an exception to this, right? So, like thinking not pathological, like dips and plummets, but just like normal, like life circumstance dips and plummets. Thinking about that, it's not going to last forever, right? Like, typically, it doesn't. There are times if you suffer from depression, if you suffer from, I mean, anxiety makes things anxious all the time, but like, if you suffer from bipolar disorder, if you suffer from these things where you have the dips that last longer, but like there's always going to be something different coming, And like I was having such a good time and I kept telling Tyler, I'm so nervous and I keep feeling nervous that something really bad's going to happen. And then all this bad stuff happened. And I'm like, but for the first time, because I've really been trying to lean into that idea, I was able to say, you know what? Like this bad stuff did happen. And it's not because things were good, but it's because nothing does last. And that's the worst part of being a therapist is that like all therapy has to come to an end. And that entails grief. And like grief is like the love that we don't get to continue expressing, right? Like it's the ending of something that was so good.
I think you also just said something that made me realize that, and I don't know if this happens for you, but when you're in a low and you feel like God, like this low, like you don't see the light out ever, and it's like this feels like it's gonna last forever. But when you're on a high, when you're feeling really good and everything's joyous, that doesn't feel like it's gonna last forever. Isn't that interesting? Like it's almost like I'm planning for the low, but I'm never planning for the high.
My therapist was really helpful in pointing out, like, I want you to start thinking and like making mental notes or even like actually writing down like how you're feeling, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your environment, like thinking about like where you're at when you're in the high. That way, when you're in the low, you can look at that and say, okay, like I know that this is possible. And that's
I
what I
was
kept
there.
telling. It's like I have been there and I will get there again. And the same with the low, like I really like reflecting on the low because I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling really good, it's like I know I felt horrible, but it's hard to like really remember how bad it was. And then like when I'm feeling low, it's hard to remember like how good I felt. And so I've been like literally writing notes to myself of like where I'm at, what my emotions feel like, how I feel in my body. And like Happy Sam is like, oh my God, that's so heavy and sad. And like, I have so much empathy for Sad Sam. And then Sad Sam is like, okay, there's hope. Like, there's so much hope.
I love that. And that's that piece of like believing that it gives that sense of comfort that I know that I've been here before. And sometimes it just feels like we're gonna stay there for a long time, and it might be for longer than we're used to, or and then just something happens and it starts going up and up. And sometimes it's not like a shoot up or a shoot down. Sometimes it's gradual. And sometimes then you wake up and you find yourself on one side of things and you're like, how the heck did we get here?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You saying that is just like overwhelming. Like, I think back to this time of year, 2 years ago. I was like, I'm not gonna, like, I physically am in so much emotional pain that, like, my body is not gonna let me live. Like, I lost so much weight so rapidly. I was just like, my life had really, like, shattered. My assumptive world shattered. Like, my understanding of like how life was and what relationships were and who I was just like exploded. And this time of year is so interesting for me because when I look back, I remember like f I just remember thinking I cannot live if the rest of my life feels like this. And now I look back and I'm like, oh, sweet baby, thank you so much for holding on through that. Thank you so much for like staying when it felt so overwhelming because it's so different now. And it was a slow thing. And it's so funny. I love doing that with clients. I love
Reflection.
sitting. Yes, especially when I've been seeing them for a minute. And it's like, let's just take a pause. Let's take a pause and look back where you were at with this a couple months ago.
And just being able to like look at your progress that you've made and all that hard work, just because when it's slow and gradual, it doesn't seem big. It doesn't seem like a big difference. And it's not until it's really lined up side by side. And that's why a lot of the times I'll write something down or have the client write something down about where they are when we start. And then like we can look back later and be like, yo, you remember that? That's wild. Look at that difference there. And they're like, I don't know. I can't even understand that piece, you know? So, definitely give yourself grace. Know that this is just a part of the process, and we learn from each slip up, each plummet, each what is the other term I was
Dip.
using, dip, whatever it is, we learn from it. And even if it's just to learn more about ourselves in those times and just being okay with being in those times.
Yeah, it's just so natural, even though it feels so gross. And
So.
also having a support system because, oh my gosh.
Yes, to
And
call you
don't,
on your BS.
oh, I know. And being like a little recluse like I am, it's so hard because I
Yeah.
feel myself just like sinking into myself. And but that's how I can always tell when I'm starting to come out of it because I'll be like, hey.
Hey, we should do something.
Yeah, like I'll
Yeah.
start like, and to be honest, like this time it was really like my friend starting to be like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, and like having this podcast every week and like
Yeah.
doing those things is like, okay, like I have other contact and like so thankful. Such
Yeah.
a great, and find your people
Yeah.
that care and that can pick up on that and that pull you out of that.
Yes. Have that conversation. Some and sometimes communication and lack of communication is another warning sign, you know, that like if I don't want to communicate with people that I normally will communicate with, maybe that's a sign for you as well. So, I mean, I hope today's episode validates, normalizes whatever it is, some of the struggles that we all, that's just part of the human experience and part of that self-growth, self-love, mental health journey. And yeah, that's my piece.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys. I
Thanks
hope
for
that you get
listening.
something out of it. And let us know what you think in the comments. Let us know what
Yeah.
you're thinking about episodes, things you want to hear about. Just don't tell us that the logo looks bad, okay?
Just don't forget that. Anything else we'll take criticism for, but not that. It looks beautiful. She outdid herself. I just want everyone to know. So, all
Thanks.
right.
All right.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Disclaimer. Sam and Sam are provisional licensed professional counselors. This podcast may include opinions, experiences, and research-backed discussions. This podcast is not meant to diagnose or provide any mental health treatment. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage thoughtful discussions around mental health. If you are seeking mental health services, please reach out to a licensed professional in your state or country that can give you additional resources. Thank you for listening.